there's certainly an opportunity for us to get there.
That's Pasadena Councilman Chris Holden.
We're at a new time where the state legislature has taken an action to allow cities impacted, and most notably South Pasadena, to have a say in this project.
The inference is that the majority of South Pasadena residents might approve of the extension. Holden says the idea of building this as a surface route is probably not going to happen.
There's a lot of conversation presently circulating around a tunnel, and so that could turn out to be the most appropriate next step for the communities to come together around.
But there's opposition to that, too. Bring in Dr. Bill Sherman. He's from South Pasadena and part of the No 710 movement.
Well, first, Caltrans and Metro acknowledge that the tunnel's being built to move trucks and containers from the ports to western United States. Also, they acknowledge that this is going to be a toll tunnel. There's no question that there is congestion on our freeways, but there are better methods of moving these goods.
Like freight trains. Councilman Holden did tell me that the city would consider figuring out how to keep trucks out of the tunnel. But what about pollution? Again, Dr. Sherman.
Our health problems are well documented, that there are studies from USC and UCLA and other institutions that show there's an increased incidence of cancer, childhood asthma, and decreased pulmonary function development in children or people who live adjacent, that's within 500 feet of the freeway. These adverse effects cannot be mitigated.
Councilman Holden says that all of these issues have been considered.
Well, I think that in many ways, the tunnel approach does mitigate many of the impacts that South Pasadena residents are concerned about with the surface route in terms of home relocation, the impact on neighborhoods and the aesthetics of the community. There's still going to be the issue about ventilation, how stacks will be designed and actually placed. This is not new technology. Tunnels are being built in European cities where under the cities are historic cities, ancient cities, and we don't have that.
Then the councilman offered this argument in favor of building the tunnel.
We're all neighbors and we all have to at some point have a portion of our communities give back to the greater good of our region, and ultimately our state. It's part of our shared sacrifice, if you will.